I believe that I lived as the Emperor Tochas Phasius. And together with my bride, Silles Bagius, we had an idyllic lifestyle. I was rearing my son, Forskinius, to take his proud position next to his dad. Of course, he was rivaled by Testicles, the son of my close rival, Numnuthius. You know, in those days, the biggest battle we had was not against the Visigoth hordes, nor the roaming nomads. Our biggest battle was against boredom. Can you imagine a life without radio, without TV? There were no movies. There was only a crude theater. How did we amuse ourselves in those days? With the games at the Colosseum! That was the only amusement we had. By today's standards, it sounds brutal. Taking a man, throwing him in the middle of an arena, let three lions rip him apart. But those were the games we had. We became very inventive. Mud wrestling was invented then. And I remember one Sunday afternoon, heading to the mud wrestling games with my buddy Pud Pumpius. He and I were going to watch the games. And so we journeyed there. All our friends were there, and it was a little tricky trying to get through the aisle. Trying to watch the mud wrestling and say hi to all my buddies. But I managed, and excuse me, coming through. Hey, I'm Heracles. Hiya, Spartacus. Good to see you. I live wanky. Oh, jeez. I nearly... Who left this roller skate in the aisle? Douchebaggius? Hey, Douchebaggius, get your roller skate out of the aisle, will you? Try it out loud. I nearly broke my neck. Everybody say, down in front, down in front. We want to see the mud wrestling. I say, shut up, shut up. I'll give you a down in front. Ah, Puntangius, how are you, m'lady? Good to see you. Well, I sat down next to Dildonius. Suddenly I noticed a smell. I said, this is unsavory. This is very unsavory. Dildonius said, that's because, sire, we are sitting directly in back of Turdocles. I said, oh, my God. Let us change our seat forthwith, shall we? Let us change our seat forthwith. And so we got up. Excuse me, suppositories. May we sit next to you? He said, no problem. But I sat down and still the air was rare, a tad fetid. I said, suppositories, you know that he said that is just because you are sitting next to Smegmacleans. I thought, oh my God, I can't even relax. I run the kingdom, I bust my chops all day long, and now I got this to deal with here, if I cry it out loud. He said, I'm sorry you're incontinent, but I said, all right, I'm moving my seat, all right? So I move again. Hey. Hating life here. I said, Syphilicus, is it all right if I sit next to you? Okay. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, what is this? What is this? What? And Syphilicus said, it's because, sir, you're sitting next to vaginitis. I thought, oh, my God! I stood up, the veins in my neck bulging, but suddenly, a tremendous pressure like pain in my chest. My God, it's my... My heart! Oh, no! So I dropped into the arms of Square Asius, who laid me to the ground. I thought I was a goner. Everything turned black. But then, suddenly I came to life again. I was aware of someone breathing into me. I was aware of chest compression. Someone was administering an early phase of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And I felt my faculties coming back. I sat up. But imagine my shock and horror when I saw that the mouth-to-mouth had been administered by Heracles. It was then that I said the words that were later stolen by Julius Caesar. I came. I saw. I cankered.
It's the Grease Man, DC 101.